thanks again for taking the time to speak with me today. I know you're busy, so let's get right to the important stuff. You took over the 2014 NBA All-Star Celebrity Game, and when you were in college, you played basketball for Harvard. As I sit here at 14th seed at UAB, any thoughts or predictions on this year's NCAA tournament?
I guess my one upset pick is Harvard beating North Carolina in the first round, so I may be the only person picking that one.
Mm.
But keep an eye on that.
Okay.
And then I actually think lots of people are picking Kentucky to win it. I'm actually picking Wisconsin, and I just think having a veteran team, obviously Kentucky's ridiculously talented. They probably have 8 or 9 pro on the team now. But having a more senior-based team and having a coach like Coach Ryan. So those are my two little non-traditional picks, I would say.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, more seriously, some big-picture questions for you first. Your education department just released data showing that the nation's high school graduation rate has climbed for 3 consecutive years up to 81% for the school year that ended in 2013. Put that in perspective for us. What do those numbers really mean?
Well, we are just absolutely thrilled with the progress that the nation's making, the most important thing our nation's students are making, in reductions in dropout rates and very significant increases in high school graduation rates. To see the nation at an all-time high of 81% is fantastic. To see every subgroup of students, whether it's white students, black students, Latino students, Asian American students, Native American students, students with special needs, live below the poverty line, English language learners, every single group is improving, which is exactly what you want to see. So we are thrilled with that progress. We're not satisfied. We have a lot of hard work ahead of us to continue to accelerate the rate of progress. But I'm also very, very proud of what the state of Alabama has done. And Alabama was one of the fastest improving states. Their graduation rate went up 8%, which is faster than the rest of the nation. So I called Governor Bentley yesterday to congratulate him, and the state is helping to drive the nation where it needs to go.
Speaking of Alabama's graduation rate increase, and the latest figures for the year ending 2014 are even higher. I believe they're 86%. I spoke with the state superintendent this morning. Are you concerned with the plateau effect? I mean, the low-hanging fruit are picked first, and when you go on a diet, it's easier to lose those first few pounds. Those are the easiest ones to get rid of.
Well, yeah, this is not mission accomplished. We have a long way to go, and we cannot rest until we get those rates much closer to 100% and those dropout rates down to zero. And I think everyone, students and families and educators and the broader society, is understanding that if you drop out of high school today, you're basically condemned to poverty and social failure. There are no good jobs out there. So this isn't just about education. It's about fighting for our young people's futures, and it's about keeping good jobs in our communities, in our states, and ultimately in our nation. And so we all have to work together on this. Where we're seeing success, we need to build on that and replicate it and learn from it. And where we're not seeing as much progress as we would like, we have to challenge this in an honest and forthright manner.
Now, given the significant spike in graduation rates in Alabama and across the country, what do you say to people who say, well, it's easy to tweak tests and requirements and statistics? Can we really assume that a higher percentage of kids are graduating prepared?
That's a great question, and no, we cannot assume that. And so the goal, you're hitting on it perfectly, is not just to have young people graduate from high school, is to have them graduate truly college and career ready, and not having to go to college and take remedial classes or not being prepared. So this is an important step on the journey, but at the end of the day, it is just one step in making sure that every young person graduates truly with the skills and habits of mind they need to be successful at the next level. It's hugely, hugely important.
Usually the phrase root causes applies to something negative, but what would you say are the root causes of this national increase in high school graduation rates?
There's never one simple answer, but I'll say two or three very quick things. First, I think students and their families are taking their education so much more seriously than in the past. The past, people may have thought it was okay to drop out. It is really not now. So I first want to thank students and families. Secondly, we have so many great teachers and social workers and counselors for helping students who might be struggling and saying that whatever your challenge is, let's work through it. And whatever issues you're dealing with, dropping out is never the answer. It's only going to exacerbate what's going on. And so I just think there's a growing awareness of how important this is and a much greater focus. And finally, I'd say just the idea of high expectations is so important to me, that we have high expectations for every child. I don't care what their race or ethnicity is. I don't care how much money their family has or doesn't have or what their zip code. Every child in this country needs and deserves a world-class education. It needs and deserves us to have high expectations for them. And I think there's a greater sense that every child can be successful if we as adults meet them halfway.
Now, some of the data, the way I understand it, there has been an encouraging trend in some of the racial gaps in graduation rates. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And again, it's such extraordinarily positive news for us that, yes, everyone's getting better. But you see, where we have had insidious gaps for decades in our nation, we're seeing those gaps start to close. So Black graduation rates are going up faster than white graduation rates. Hispanic rates are going up faster. Native American is going up faster. So again, to be very clear, there are still gaps. The gaps are still unacceptably large. Those gaps are narrowing. They are shrinking. And that is great, great news.
Understood. Two quick Alabama questions for you. Should Alabama be looked at as a leader?
I think, again, where you're seeing, I'm much more interested in looking at improvements than I am in absolute results. So relative to some other states, Alabama still has a long way to go. But where Alabama is showing very swift progress, a real sense of momentum, I think it's incumbent upon us to look at why is Alabama getting faster than other states and can other states learn from Alabama? And so I do think there are some significant lessons there. And as you said, I think Alabama is continuing on these trends and aren't resting on their laurels. So again, that sense of urgency is very, very important. But yes, I think it's important that we all learn from each other. We're all in this together. And whatever we can do to share best practices and scale what works around the nation to give every child a chance, shame on us if we don't take advantage of those learning opportunities.
All right, one more Alabama question, please. And I'd like to ask you one or two personal questions if you have the time.
I got like 2 minutes.
Okay. As you know, Alabama is one of just 8 states without charter schools, but there's a very good chance that'll change soon as a charter bill is working through the state legislature right now. What are some pros and cons of charter schools as you see them?
There's nothing in the name charter that's inherently good or bad. We just need more great public schools across the nation in Alabama and every place else. For me, it's all about the quality. The goal for me, for every child and every family in the nation, is to have access to a great public school. And we all need to work together to ensure that families have that access. And we have one common enemy, and that's academic failure that we all need to be fighting. And we have one common goal, and that's to have every child have access to a great, high-quality public education.
What occupies most of your time? What's the day-to-day of the U.S. Secretary of Education like?
It's amazing. I've been to all 50 states. I'm in schools every single week, and that's how I learn. So I try and get out, listen to real teachers, real parents, real students. I don't learn much sitting behind my desk in Washington.
Do you ever show up at schools unannounced to avoid the horse and pony show effect?
I do. It's harder and harder to do that, but I absolutely try and do that.
Secretary Duncan, I think I'm losing you in terms of time and in terms of connection. Is there anything else, maybe something I should have asked you, anything else at all you think our listeners should know?
No, I just really want to congratulate Alabama on the real progress and real sense of momentum, and just stay with it, keep the great work, and just really proud of what we're seeing there across the state.
Secretary Duncan, thanks so much for your time.
Have a great day.